Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
We know a lot of schools don't give D's. No D's in school.
Really? Why not?
I did some research on this, and I was kind of surprised. I don't know if I like it or not.
Then what would I have made? Let's say I was going to school now. Yeah. What would have been my grade?
That's what I was going to say. I've done some research on this, and they very much at least used to give D's.
Yeah. I can prove it. My report cards.
We won't see any more D's on report cards. They say it's A, B, C, and F. They're tired of kids coming to school and not learning and getting credit for it. So I guess you're getting credit if you get a D. You're not failing at that point.
But I don't understand, because that usually meant you got like somewhere between 70 and 75% of the information. I think that's fallen over the years. It's gotten even lower. But you're still getting more than half, so that's what a D was. It was like you got more than half.
Yeah. Well, anything marked under a 70 will be a failing grade. And this is for a lot of schools across the United States. And new policy, they say, will apply to middle schools, high school students. The drop the D philosophy works so well in schools in Kentucky. They says one of the places it started, they ended up dropping the C grade too. So students like in fifth grade and higher get an A, B, or F. So
Wow. You
got to really work hard in that school.
See, I'd have quit at 5 years old.
Exactly. I would have too, Cato. I wouldn't have played the game anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is this like everybody gets a trophy kind of?
Unless an A is like an 85 to 100 and a B is like a 70 to an 85.
True. Mm-hmm.
And then I'd be like, I'm a B student.
Yeah. They say no more D's and F grades, as I Google it, because failing grades supposedly mask students' demonstrated abilities.
What?
What does that mean? I don't even know what it means.
I feel like I just got a D trying to understand that.
If you fail, then no grade goes on your record. This is their plan to mask your demonstrated inability to keep up and do the work.
So you're masking it. So you're just basically saying, oh, it hurts your feelings to get a D. We'll give you a B.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But it's worked so
well. I
hate
school.
There's some schools across the United States that are applying this theory or this philosophy. So, no more D's.
I think they should rate this idea D for dumb.
I would agree.
I don't like it. That makes no sense. Yeah. There has to be a gray area. Some of us live in the gray area.
Exactly. That's what life's all about.
I'm going to go home and change all my grades to B's, from D's to B's.
Well, you deserve to, because they would be now.
Yeah.
And I've just Googled it. It's grade inflation, so they basically are they're giving higher grades to people that didn't deserve them.
So I basically am an AB student now, because the CDs are going away.
Yeah, there you
go. They just move up to AB.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now I kind of want to change my opinion on this.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a good thing.
Why?
Because I'd be a B, at least,
but,
right?
I mean, did you
Am
never
I still not
earn
understanding?
An A or a B that you were proud of, and now everyone else would have it too?
Does gym class count?
No.
I always loved it when you take a test, and the highest grade in the class was like a 70. And so the math teacher would go, so we're going to curve everybody that made close to a 70. You know, he had the one smart kid that
right.
made that 70, which everybody else was like, in the 30s. Oh, we're going to curve the grade a little bit? Yay!
I made a 26 on an exam one time.
Oh, wow.
That's out of 100.
Well, we knew that, Kato.
Just in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that curve ball to come around. I'm like, how many points can you curve up?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what the other kid's got. I mean, you can curve all the way if no one scored well, but you've always got that one kid in class that, like, that was easy, and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and also, when you remember taking, like, those achievement tests to see where you were or where you landed across America, and you're like, oh, and the teacher's like, now, these grades don't go, you know, don't go with your grade per se. It's not a big deal. Just go ahead, just relax, take the test just to see where you fall. And you're like, oh, this one don't count against my grade that my mom and dad's going to see. It's just an achievement test nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
So I just go in, I just mark in the blanks and take me a little nap.
I would do little designs. If it was a filling, you know.
Yeah.
I just go back and forth like a little zigzag.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree.
Yeah. And you take a nap and the teacher's like, oh, man, he got through really quick. He's very smart.
Yeah.
And come back and it's
better.
26.
They knew better. So I'm going to give you a D on this, just to let you know, for your lack of preparation and understanding.
Okay.
So you made a B.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, all right.
passed.
Good.
You passed.
Is there something that I missed?
Well, you didn't even understand it. You were telling us you didn't know what part of it meant, and then you really confused us with that thing about Christmas tree. And
but it doesn't matter. He made a B.
I know. Now he did. I gave him a D.
Yeah.
But the system rounded him up.
Don't exist.
No child left behind.
When am I going to graduate, y'all?
Good luck.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
We get told a lot of lies in our life, especially when it comes to health and fitness.
Yeah.
People out there make a lot of money selling you St. John's warts with promises that it'll fix your memory.
He wants to buy his warts.
I know. I don't want his warts.
Ginkgo Coloba is going to help you with something else. And eventually, the scientists do tests, and they're like, it didn't do that after all.
Okay, but peppermint oil for headaches really does work.
Okay. We'll see. Give it 10 years. We'll find out.
Lavender for burns.
What? Oh, I hadn't heard
yeah,
that one.
Well, it's essential oils.
Wouldn't you use aloe, which is actually known to work for burns?
Well, I'm just saying.
Fireball for a pain. That works.
I agree with that one. Mm-hmm. That one's been tested for many years, though.
Yes.
So anyway, all these things that you believe, even things like, oh, bran muffins were going to make your heart better. And then all of a sudden they were like, oh, bran muffins are actually just a lot of sugar and fat and carbs. And they're not so good after all.
Well, even, you know, hey, drink 2% milk or skim free or skim whatever.
Yeah.
Skim milk.
Uh-huh.
And then butter, you know, get the fake butter. No.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The fake butter turned out to be worse than the real butter.
Yep.
So this has happened in another area of our lives when it comes to health and fitness.
What?
It turns out those 10,000 steps you took,
yeah,
you probably didn't take. A study's found that fitness trackers aren't nearly as accurate as we believed they were.
Okay, I've actually tested this because I have a fitness tracker watch, and obviously it keeps count on my phone, mm-hmm. and I have done the comparison side by side, and they have had different numbers multiple times.
Mm-hmm. How far apart were they?
Sometimes it's like a mile or two difference.
Wow.
Which is a pretty big difference.
Well, in steps, it can be off by easily 2,000 steps.
Man.
So here you are, you're clapping. I hit 10,000, but you were only at 8,000
yeah.
steps. You didn't even get close to 10,000.
We're supposed to take 10,000 steps a day, right? That's what
well,
they
that
say.
Was, and that's another thing that was yeah. made up.
Yep. Oh, really?
Yep.
But
man,
that's just something. Someone picked a number. They're like 10,000 sounds like a lot, and I think we can get it in a day if we try hard enough.
Uh-huh.
Put it on the dog for a little while. But yeah, so here you are. You get all proud of yourself whenever you think that you've got this 10,000 steps. It turns out though that a lot of the fitness tracking apps are not as accurate as you think. The heart rate. When they test your heart rate with
yeah.
things like the Apple Watch and mm-hmm. stuff, it's actually pretty good, but your real number could be as much as 3% higher or lower than what it says.
Every time I do the heart rate with the electronic, you know, those things that go on you. And you
blood pressure machine.
That's yeah, not a heart yeah. rate. That's a blood pressure.
Oh, is it okay?
But it can also tell that sometimes.
Well, but it's always higher with the electronic one. So the real one is when they do it like manually.
Yeah, I'm not sure, because that's where they're listening through the earpiece thing. They're going with the stethoscope.
Yeah, that's just what the doctor said.
And you know, when last time I went,
yeah.
my blood pressure was elevated
yeah.
with
yeah.
the electronic one. And she goes, you know what? Sometimes that thing is not accurate.
Yeah.
Let me get the actual one. And
don't even use them anymore. Yeah,
that thing too.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
I have no idea what y'all are talking about. I'm not even sure what words you
well,
use.
You don't know the medical terminology.
True, right?
Yeah.
You're not a doctor.
Neither are they.
Okay, sleep tracking. They found that fitness trackers tend to overestimate how long you were sleeping and underestimate how long it took you to fall asleep. So they're like, oh, yeah, you slept from so-and-so to so-and-so last night. But like these watches and stuff people wear to bed, they're like, in reality, it took you longer to fall asleep than they said, mm-hmm. and you didn't sleep as long as they said.
See, and the conspiracy theorist in me also wonders, what are we doing with this information? Because they have like ovulation trackers and stuff, too. And I always wonder, I'm like, why do you want that? Is it really just so that I can keep up, or are you doing something weird?
What would they do that was weird?
Sell my information or, somehow.
I'll be honest, I wore one of those and nothing showed up.
Well, then it was working.
See what I mean, Hawk? It was such a disappointment.
Yeah.
All right, here's one that's way off. You know when you're walking on the treadmill and it shows you how many calories you're burning?
Yeah.
Oh, we've all done it once.
Yeah.
You're like, and it's depressing because you get on there and you're like, I'm not even up to a Snickers bar yet. I've been on here for an hour.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out those things tend to underestimate the calories you burn by up to 21%, and some overestimate by up to 15%. So you could think you burned 100 calories when in reality it was anywhere from 90 to 125. So pretty big swing there, 35-point swing.
I always round up.
I do too, Cato. I'm like, which one is closer to the package that I food I want to eat?
Exactly.
So the counting steps isn't that great. None of this stuff is as accurate as they have us believe it is. And they knew it all along. They just went ahead and threw it out there because they knew we would be happy if we thought we were keeping up with it.
Thermometers. You know what? Thermometer. Dun, dun. Thermometers, they say, you know, the head one that you just put on your head and you push a button. Not as accurate mm-hmm. as the ones that you put in your mouth or in your bottom. And if you have those, like, you should take your kid's temperature with those, or your temperature if you want to with those.
You don't need to take temperature. No one's temperature.
Open up, son. I think this is the right one.
You know what the difference between an oral thermometer and a rectal thermometer is?
I know where you're going with this.
It's a pretty
this.
Big difference, I would assume.
It's the taste.
What? Oh, nasty.
Yeah. Learned that the hard way, didn't we?
Oh, my gosh.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
We've sent Cato out this morning, and he has an air horn that you would use at a sports event. You know, if you've ever watched basketball, I think that's one of the places they're most annoying.
Yeah, they're fun.
Golf courses, I think they're not allowed on.
Yeah.
But they're very loud, and we want Cato to use one in an elevator this morning. So we have sent him out to a business, and he is hunting for the elevator right now.
Well, I saw the sign. It said elevator with an arrow. So
okay.
I think it's down this hall.
All right, you have one of those air horns that people use at sporting events, and you've got it kind of hidden up underneath your shirt a little bit.
Well, I got it in my back pocket with my shirt down over it.
Okay.
I
can
just reach my hand back there and
okay. Well, can you do a sample right now, or would anyone in the elevator know?
I wouldn't do it.
Hey, I don't know. I'll walk away a little bit. You want to hear it?
Okay, that's good.
Oh,
all right.
God, it was loud.
I'm thinking it's going to be twice as loud in a closed elevator.
Yes.
Have you found the elevators yet?
Yes. You ready for me to press?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Get on the elevator. As soon as the doors close, if there are people on there, start setting off the horn. If not, just ride it until someone gets on.
Okay.
Hey, Cato, feed the phone for sounds here.
Okay. People are walking by just looking at me.
Okay.
Okay.
They're wondering why. Okay, here's the elevator opening. There's nobody on it. There's nobody on
All right, get on and ride until someone does get on.
Okay. All right.
Cato's on an elevator with an air horn this morning for Torch Tuesday.
I'm running up now. Oh, my gosh, this elevator sounds old. Oh, it's stopping. It's stopping on the floor. It's at the one floor up. It's stopping on.
Okay. Okay.
Is it a bunch of people?
It's way too early.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
Cato, is it more than two people? More than four?
Yeah, where are we going now?
All right, once the door shuts, hit the horn.
Shut. Wait a minute, I think somebody
else is coming. Okay, Cato, blast the horn.
No.
I don't know. It just stopped on the floor. Nobody's getting on. Is that your floor?
All right. When it gets quiet again, Cato, do it again.
Did someone get off just then?
No. I don't know why the door just opened up. It was weird.
It's moving again. Here we go.
They're all talking about it.
Oh, he's getting off. That means he was the one doing that. Some guy just got off. He was the one doing it.
Did they get off?
What was that guy that got off right there?
I knew it was.
Blame it on someone.
So I gotta get to work. Really?
Okay. No, it's not.
Yes,
what is that? Come, that might be the alarm for the elevator.
Get off.
Is it capacity? The weight capacity, maybe. I mean, I'm just saying there were a lot of people on this.
Well, someone's getting this. Look,
You going too?
All right, bye.
All right. Hey, we're trying to get to the third floor here, and the elevator keeps stopping and making this noise.
Is she explaining that somebody else is getting on, Kato?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know what that was. That's pretty...
It was very
loud. Freaky.
Is there
right?
an alarm in here?
What are you, they have an alarm button right
there. Get out. Is that you?
That's not me.
Get out.
I'm sorry, it's not me.
No, it's you.
Oh.
Everybody just got up. They all were pointing, saying, it's you, and they all kept looking back when they're, I'm leaving.
Okay, oh, you know they're taking the stairs now, like, I'm going to walk up because something's wrong with this elevator. They were were they blaming you?
At the end.
They thought it was the first guy that got off. And I tried to make it seem like it was him, but yeah, they were all looking back at me, all getting off. I think they all knew each other.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I'm the only eyeball out.
All right, good job, Kato. Good Torture Tuesday.
Yes, elevator fun for Torture Tuesday this week on The Hawk and Tom Show.
It's The Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Kato had an air horn on an elevator, and we're having fun with loud noises here on The Hawk and Tom Show today. That had to be awkward.
I'm having fun in the office today.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That thing's so loud.
Well, speaking of loud noises, let's continue on with something else a little bit different. It's the foods that actually make you gassy on a date that you should not eat.
Tom, tell us.
Now, this is very interesting, too. And some are going to surprise you. We've talked about things you shouldn't order on a first date or first few dates. And that's hot wings because you're sucking on, you know, the hot wing, laying the bone down. You got it all over you. Lips and stuff. You got chili, that's messy. Anything too spicy. Lobster and crab, because you're splashing, all of a sudden the crab falls into the butter and splashes all over everybody.
Well, good Lord, you don't know how to eat.
I know. And the spaghetti.
I disagree with that one.
Spaghetti's another one you might not want to eat on a first date. But how about the gassy foods? You ever thought about that?
How fast is it going to kick in? I would think that wouldn't happen until at least a few hours. I mean, it's got to get to your guts.
Well, some dates last, 7 hours.
Well, and if you kind of have tummy issues, you know to prepare for that in advance. You know to take Beano or whatever else you may need.
Speaking of that, beans. Like, if you take her to Cracker Barrel, don't order those beans, you know, the onions.
The pinto is so good.
And the chow chow.
Yes, the diced onion.
Beans is the number one thing, but I'm like, I don't see a lot of people eating beans on a first date.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. The vegetables, and I forgot how to say this. Tom, you know that word.
Cruciferous.
Yeah, cruciferous.
Nailed it.
Any of those vegetables like Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, broccoli, any of that's going to make you gassy a little bit later on.
Well, if it's kind of stinky going in, then you know.
If it smells that bad going in, it's definitely not coming out nice.
Not to mention, you don't want a little broccoli stem in your tooth the whole night.
Well, and it's just... That's when they bring it to the table, it's a bad smell. Kind of like when you ordered that fish sandwich when you was going to kiss that girl on that date that night.
Well, the smell wasn't the problem. I just think she was turned off by fish sandwich.
Well,
yeah, I guess because we're at a burger place.
I can't talk anymore. On my wedding day, I ate a tuna fish sandwich right before the wedding. Like, come in for that good kiss.
I don't think I had a fish sandwich since. That just hurt my feelings.
All right, foods that make you gassy on a date, they say... dairy, anything dairy, because you might be lactose intolerant.
You should know if you are or not.
Well,
I mean, if you are, that's when they got lactate and
but
stuff.
But you might forget.
That would be a terrible way to find out.
Carbonated drinks, we already know that. When you drink a soda, all of a sudden you're kind of a little belchy there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. And beer. Beer makes you belchy as well.
Well, there's a difference between belchy and gassy, if you will.
I would agree. And so far, you're not having much left to eat here.
Well, unless you're going in for the kiss and you got a burp, that ain't a good thing.
Yeah, but you can kind of play off a burp, though. You know, you just turn around and you're like, look at that bird over there.
Yeah. And this might surprise you, chewing gum. Yeah, burping is just your body's way of getting rid of excess air. So you're like, when you're chewing gum, you're building it up, and then you're trying to get rid of that fresh, you know, you're trying to get that fresh breath after you had the broccoli or whatever. And that's even causing more of a problem if you compound the broccoli and the chewing gum.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So you're just saying we're not going to eat one on this day.
Well, no, there's some other things you can eat out there. And this is another thing. If you're going to substitute instead of chewing gum because you don't want to have that nasty breath, you go, ah, you know what, I'm just going to get some hard candy. That also is something that causes, makes you swallow air and makes you belchy on the date.
Dang, so what would you like on your date? Water sounds good. It's about the only thing you can have.
Don't get carbonated water.
I don't believe all this. I think that, first of all, controlling belching isn't that hard to do unless you took a big carbonated drink, and then you're going to burp. But when it comes to just like having gum or beer, I think you can control that stuff.
Sometimes it's impressive if she does belch out one. That's a nice one.
Yeah. And I think everyone's different because beans really doesn't do it for me.
Okay.
I can eat a big bowl of beans and be fine.
All right.
And I've heard some people that peanut butter does it to them.
It gives me the windy, dry, hot ones.
I was wondering. I thought it might have been you. I didn't want to call you out. But,
yeah, it doesn't. They don't have any bad odor, though.
It doesn't matter. I mean,
a lot of times, you're at a bar and you got peanuts right there. My buddy, he can't eat peanuts.
I don't think they do that anymore for health reasons.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. In 2020, they had this thing. Yeah. And it made people more cautious.
I never liked putting my hand in that peanut bowl anyway.
All right. Well, they got the peanuts at like Logan's and places like that.
No, they don't.
The shells and stuff. Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. I've been there recently.
It's Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse.
Yes.
They have them.
Logan's
took
them out.
Okay. Texas Roadhouse does have them if you want your peanuts.
Yeah.
And then they say acidic foods like citrus, onions, tomatoes, to name a few, can cause you to belch.
It's called the good foods.
Yeah. I say you realize you left us with nothing to eat or drink.
A burger and fries.
I didn't do this. This is research that they have done on certain dates, I guess.
To avoid gassiness, which combo would you like? One,
no,
two,
that's going to cause it too.
A burger?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, especially with some onions.
Maybe.
It gives you heartburn.
Y'all's bodies are messed up.
I'm glad this. I don't believe any of this because I can order what I want.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, let's face it. You know, you didn't really care about the way you acted or what you did on your first date and what you eat. Like, you're licking your finger and picking up crumbs off a table.
And it worked out. So maybe be gassy in front of each other. You'll know whether it's true love on that first date.
Because you don't want to surprise them 2 years later and, you know, fart on the date. And they're like, oh, where'd that come from?
I didn't know you did that.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, this man is a thief, but I kind of applaud him at what he was stealing. He was stealing something that I think annoy most of us. Now, this was actually not here in the upstate. It was in Baltimore. But a 67-year-old man was arrested for stealing a large number, about 160 traffic cameras.
Wow.
The cameras that detect if you run through a red light or not.
Good for him.
I'm with you, Cato. I applaud him. What's really interesting is he's only gotten one ticket from these red light traffic cams, and that was after he started. So he didn't do it because he got one, and then he just decided to start doing it. They don't know yet what his motive was, but they think he was just selling them.
I keep seeing those funny memes going around social media that says, you know how much copper is in this camera? Meaning they want people to steal it.
Oh, there's a lot of platinum in these, more than even in a catalytic converter.
Gotcha.
But you know, it's so annoying whenever they have these automated cameras to get you doing stuff, because it's always been a time-honored tradition that us versus the police, and it was a fair game. They had to be there to see you do it, and you had to make a mistake in front of them, and otherwise you got away with it.
Yeah.
So then they get these cameras, and they're running full-time, and you don't ever get a break, and it starts to not be fair anymore.
Not to mention, there's no arguing them either. Like, I got one, and it was a $100 fine, and there was no discussion. There was no nothing. It was just send the money so we can cheat you out of your money.
Nobody's perfect, too. They expect us to be perfect drivers out there and obey all the rules. I'm like, no human's perfect. We're going to make mistakes. Give us a break.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to the red light cameras, there's times when you're running that really yellow light and it just doesn't. It's not like you ran a red light and hit a van full of people just because you weren't paying attention.
Which is nice to have.
Which is nice. Yeah, I just figured out what
it's
I was
nice
talking
to
about.
Have them four incidents like that where mm-hmm. you can prove somebody was at fault.
Well, yeah, yeah.
But you not to send a ticket. I've never known any. You're the first person I've known to get a ticket through something like that.
That school zone came out of nowhere.
It's a school zone?
I thought I was out of it.
Okay,
and
now
it wasn't even like.
We've all turned against you.
Hold on, but it wasn't even school hours. The lights weren't flashing.
You were running over little kids.
No, they were big kids. The lights weren't flashing.
Okay.
Which means it was not a school zone at that time, and yet I still got a fine for it.
Yeah. I went to court.
Well, I thought about it.
I know the Southern Connector, they got cameras there.
Yeah, oh, they do.
Yeah.
And it charges you more than if you just went ahead and paid.
And you know what? I wasn't even trying to cheat. I had the Sun Pass, which is one that works in Georgia and Florida, and I thought it worked with ours too, mm-hmm. but it doesn't, just to let you know. Because here I am going zoom right through the part where you're allowed to if you have the right thing.
I know somebody whose daughter got one of those in the mail, and it takes a picture of your car, the tag.
Yeah, yeah.
And she asked her daughter, said, why did you do that? She goes, oh, but they weren't taking money in that lane. It was just those other lanes taking
money. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she thought it was free.
Oh, wow.
Like you're just going through.
I think Tom had the best idea when his kids were younger, to spot the police car. And now, if you want to use that technique, you got to spot the police car and the traffic camera, kids.
Yeah, what he's talking about is when my kids were little, we did a game, kind of like, you know, traffic bingo or whatever.
Yeah.
And I would say, listen, if you spot a police car, you get a prize.
Yeah.
So they were always looking for police cars for me. Kept me from getting a lot of tickets.
Yeah.
And we just played the Jeep game.
Yeah, see? Jeep. You should have done
Blue
the
punch buggy.
Police car game. That saves dad tickets.
Yeah, okay. Now you got to do it with cameras, too. It's a lot of work for the kids.
It's challenging, for sure. But this guy was doing his best effort. He had stolen 160 of the cameras. They say they even had video of him doing it from the cameras because he would come up with, he had like an outfit on that made him look like he should be there, hard hat and all that. He'd take a grinder up and just grind the little strap off of it so that it came down and he'd take off with it.
See, I thought more of him before I found out he's selling them most likely instead of like he was, if it was retaliation because he'd gotten so many tickets,
that's different.
For some reason that makes it different and I don't know why.
I'm happy with him regardless. However, he is going to get in trouble for this, it looks like. They say the one that he did get captured on whenever he was running a red light, he didn't even steal that one.
Oh, wow.
That's still there.
Hmm. Wow.
But I think he's a people's hero.
He
should have gotten some kind of an award or something. But instead, he's getting an award called going to jail.
Oh.
Yeah, he's getting 5 to 20 awards.
I don't know about that.
Years.
I know. I don't think it's that bad for stealing some cameras.
You don't think so?
I hope not.
Okay.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.